listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Listening to Girl Germs, we're a Netcast playing groundbreaking female artists on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. You can catch a new show every other Friday at fancypantsgangsters.com. I'm Dana.
And I'm Anna, and one of our favorite musicians here on Girl Germs is Kim Deal. Kim and her twin sister Kelly are best known as the core members of The Breeders, but they've been involved in many other musical projects. Kim especially has become a hero to female and male artists from varying genres, both because of her songwriting and signature guitar and bass playing styles, but because of her refusal to let anyone tell her what to do or how she should look or sound. The Deal sisters will be turning 50 in June, so we thought we'd devote an episode of Girl Germs to sharing some of our favorite Deal-created songs, as well as explaining some of the sisters' history, side projects, and influence on younger artists.
To find even more Kim Deal goodness, including videos, photos, and a Deal sisters musical family tree that we made, head over to our blog, girlgermsradio.wordpress.com. Kim and Kelly Deal started performing as The Breeders when they were teenagers, mostly covering folk and country songs in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Kim moved to Boston in the mid-80s and became the bassist for The Pixies. She ended up leaving the band, or getting kicked out, depending on who you ask, because of creative differences with frontman Frank Black. During her time in The Pixies, Kim wrote and sang some of their most recognizable songs. We're going to hear a couple of them now, Gigantic, on which she sings lead vocals, and Silver, which she wrote and played slide guitar on.
I know his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips, she said, hey, pa, 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 let's have a ball. Hey, pa. Thank you.
The Pixies got back together a while ago and have been touring and performing their Doolittle album in its entirety. During one of the band's hiatuses in the late 80s, Kim decided to record her own songs under the Breeders' name. She drafted Josephine Wiggs, who later went on to be in Dusty Trails and Ladies Who Lunch, and Throwing Muses member Tanya Donnelly, who went on to form Belly, to record Pod in Scotland with her.
Pod is cited by many musicians, including Nirvana's Kurt Cobain, and by Big Black member and producer Steve Albini, to be one of the best albums ever. Here's Opened from Pod on Girl Germs.
Kelly Deal joined her sister in the Breeders for the Safari EP in 1991. The band started to have a bigger, more rock-oriented sound, but still retained Kim's unique songwriting. The band opened for Nirvana in 1992. After the Pixies broke up in 1993, the Breeders became the Deal sisters' main project. Coming up, an Aerosmith cover from Safari, as well as a song from the band's commercial breakthrough, Last Splash.
Thank you.
Breeders went on a hiatus after Last Splash, partly due to Kelly's drug use. Kelly moved to St. Paul to go into rehab and formed a side project, the Kelly Deal 6000, while Kim took the stage name Tammy Ampersand and formed the Amps. Here are some classic songs from that time period, including a collaboration with Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices, a band that shared drummer Jim McPherson with the Breeders. Robert recorded a cover of Love Hurts with Kim for the Love in a 45 soundtrack. He also wrote the song I Am Decided for the Amps album Pacer as a gift to Kim after she produced some Guided by Voices tracks.
I am.
After Kelly's stint in the Twin Cities, she joined a band called Last Hard Men with, of all people, Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, who was also on Gilmore Girls a few years ago. Fun fact. She rejoined the Breeders in the late 90s and they released Title TK in 2002. They staged a successful comeback, touring, doing a version of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer theme song, and contributing to the Hedwig and the Angry Inch soundtrack before being dropped by Warner Music Group in 2004. They returned to 4AD, which had released Pod, for Mountain Battles in 2008, and the Fate to Fatal EP was released for Record Store Day in 2009.
Here's their version of the Buffy theme song, as well as some other Breeders' gems from the aughts.
We'll be right back.
Since the Deal sisters have had such a huge influence on so many artists, it's not a surprise that they've contributed to many other musicians' songs and have been covered by influential artists like The Thermals and Deer Hunter. Kim was even the subject of an entire tribute album, and she's had several songs written about her.
Here are two of Kim's collaborations, one with Sonic Youth and one with Courtney Love, and a cover of a quintessential breeder song by Brazilian band CSS.
Little trouble. until the sunset strip. And there's nothing that's not within my grip. Oh, tonight, I gotta ride just one time.
Thanks for listening to Girl Germs on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. Remember to check out our blog at girlgermsradio.wordpress.com for music news, concert dates, interviews, and even more Kim Deal-related content and breeders' gems we couldn't fit in this episode.
If you'd like to get in touch with us or submit music to Girl Germs, email girlgermsradio@fancypantsgangsters.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/girlgermsradio and find us under Girl Germs on Facebook. Check back in 2 weeks for a brand new episode.
No bye, no aloha. Gone with a rock promoter. A rock promoter. I know I saw.
Kelly Deal joined her sister in the Breeders for the Safari EP in 1991.
Ooh.